Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, a little bit after 8 o'clock. If you want to laugh your balls off, Andrew Santino's going to be performing at the Brea Improv this Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th. For tickets, you can go to brea.improv.com. If you can't make that show because you already have plans, and December 14th, he'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena. And for tickets, go to icehousecomedy.com. Andrew Santino, let's get him in here.
Love him so. Andrew!
He's going. Hey. Open the door for him.
I feel like I'm up to date because I follow you on social media, so yeah. I know what you're doing.
We follow each other on social media.
Right.
And in real life.
Oh, yes. Mm.
You just don't know it, Heidi.
That was you?
Yeah. Yeah,
while
you really like Trader Joe's, huh?
Hey, you're not wrong.
Good to see you, Andrew.
Good to see you. How are you guys?
How was your Thanksgiving holiday?
It was wonderful, man. I'm up to 204.5 pounds, so I'm feeling good.
Nice.
Yeah, 4 pounds up, baby.
Yeah. Working to break that 2 mark, huh?
Yeah, I was struggling for a while. I was like, how am I going to get over 2?
Yeah.
And my mother was like, I got you. Don't you worry about it, buddy.
So it was a family Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I went home to Chicago. I was touring around the country. I did, like, I was in New York, then I went to Indianapolis, and I was like, I might as well just swing by Chicago. I never leave for Thanksgiving because it's everybody knows it's awful.
Right.
And you get that stupid text sent to you of the 405 both ways, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know. This is the same photo.
It's just a stock photo.
It's a stock photo. Yeah, it's wire image. They've just sent me the same one. So I never travel, but I was already in the Midwest, so I went home to Chicago and sat around and drank and ate and did
Look at you, Mr. Hollywood.
I'm fancy. I'm a fancy boy.
Did you hang out with your family, or did you call your old friends from Chicago and meet up with them and go out?
Don't have any old friends.
No old friends.
I have one old high school buddy that I keep in close contact with, and it's great because he has kids. So it's like I can come and go. You know what I mean? Like I don't have to stick around too long. As soon as the kids start acting up and stuff, like it's crying and yelling and breaking, I'm like, I gotta go, baby.
Gotta get out of here.
Taking off.
No plans for kids in your future?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I'm still reading the book on how to make them, so we're working.
Get over here, you.
What?
I'm not sure what I'm gonna
have. Yeah, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? Do you want to have kids with me?
I mean, you know.
We get a new studio, and she's real aggressive,
What's that haircut she's got? Look at that.
I like it.
It's not a cut. It's just a back.
It's a style.
It's still long. It's very long. It's very feminine.
This is a beautiful studio, man.
It really
is. Big move.
They built it just for us.
You're doing a podcast. What's your podcast studio?
It's called, the podcast is called Whiskey Ginger. The studio is unbelievable. It's on the top floor of the U.S. Bank building downtown L.A. I own the entire floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's in my house.
Sexier by the minute.
It's in my house. It's in a bathroom. In my house.
It's in the bathroom, not even a guest bedroom.
It's in my tub.
Oh, wow. Oh,
guests,
nice.
Did you put up some soundproofing?
You sip whiskey in the tub.
Yeah.
That's
sweet. Yeah, we do. We sip whiskey in the tub. Yeah, it's nice.
No, it's called what, the podcast?
It's called Whiskey Ginger, baby. Whiskey Ginger, and we sip whiskey, and I interview mostly stand-up comics, but people in the biz, in the industry, and we talk about their past. I started wanting to know, like, what was people's first drink? That was my whole thing. Like, when was the first time you took a sip? And a lot of people don't have good stories.
Early times and tab, so not a great story.
And tab?
Tab. Remember tab? You're from the Midwest. You remember tab?
I do remember tab.
That was all that was in the house. We never had regular, like, fun sodas, Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
Was tab extremely cheap back then?
It was probably cheap, and it was sugar-free, full of that saccharin.
Yeah. It was like, you know, it was like...
That was what my mom and dad drank, so I would be sitting there, and I'd be like...
It was trash.
Early times is super sweet.
Mm-hmm. What was your first drink?
My first drink was actually, it's going to happen right now, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Handing me a drink. My first drink was we stole a bottle of Jack Daniels from my buddy's dad out of the garage. You know, in the Midwest, people keep liquor and garage. We have fridges in the garage. And we stole a bottle of Jack Daniels. We drank as much as we could, threw up everywhere, and then tried to put Coca-Cola in there. To like fill it back up coloring wise.
Oh, yeah. The carbonated Jack Daniels.
That's right.
Should have gone with iced tea.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, like, 15, 16. We didn't know.
Didn't know
how to make tea.
Still not smart. I still don't know that. I still put
just put it in the sun, I guess. I don't know.
And we got in a little bit of trouble. I got reprimanded, and my friend is dead. Yeah, his father killed him. He's a dead guy.
My mom and dad always threatened that, and I didn't think they follow through, but I guess some parents
know. Andrew Santino hanging out with us. So when you drank this bottle of Jack, you had no idea what you were getting into going straight to whiskey first at 15. So how bad did it get?
It was well. How bad is my alcoholism gotten now?
Yeah, you're in this good company. Don't worry.
I know. I'm about to drink with you right now at 8:09 in the morning. So I think it's gotten really bad.
I'm about 4 shots already in. You got to catch up.
Are you really? Yeah, cheers. Seriously. Cheers.
This time is 6:22.
What is this now? Blackened.
Blackened. This is Metallica's whiskey. If you haven't had it yet.
I love it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That is really good stuff.
I guess
the name is.
They play Metallica's music at the barrels.
Ah.
That's gives it that flavor.
And if you played Kenny G, it would taste totally different.
It would suck.
Yeah, it would not be good. Yeah, that would suck. That would suck. That'd be terrible whiskey. Yeah, that first time I had whiskey. And you know what? After that, I never wanted booze. I never wanted hard liquor for a long time after that.
I'd imagine,
because I got so sick from it. It's like, you know, everyone's got their one alcohol they can't drink.
Goldschlager.
Bam.
Can't even smell cinnamon.
What Southern is it? Comfort.
SoCo.
Peppermint schnapps. Almost died on it.
Ugh. Mine's Captain Morgan.
Oh.
That stuff is repulsive. Spiced rum. For everyone that likes that stuff, we're not cool anymore.
Yeah, I don't like
trash.
The show.
Ugh, it's trash liquor. I hate Captain Morgan. Yeah, Captain Morgan made me throw up in high school. And never again.
Was that another stolen bottle of liquor from somebody's cabinet?
You want to know the real story?
Yeah, I want the real story.
I traded we had gotten two handles on spring break, and I traded one of them for a hotel key so I could lose my virginity.
Oh, nice.
Well, yes. Something good came out of it.
Not really.
Was she horrible?
It was so bad. First of all, the condom broke, which I thought was a lie. I thought that doesn't really happen.
Oh,
and it did
no,
on the first
Andrew.
Time.
Because she was just so dry.
I'm just pointy.
Oh, you're wait, are you saying there's a
horrible combo of dry and pointy.
I'm extremely pointy, apparently.
Is there a 20-year-old ginger somewhere for spring break baby?
You know, honestly, no. Because that scared us so much, it like pretty much ended the whole thing. Like, it was just, it freaked us out.
Oh,
and then it was,
it broke and you were aware it broke in the moment.
It was
afterwards.
On, happening, it broke, and then we stopped and there was panic. And then that's when I went out with my friends, we drank, and I was like so scared. Because you don't know how it works, and you're like, that's it, she's pregnant. She's pregnant and I have HIV. Like, you have no idea. It's like so, you're so delusional. Yeah. So you're scared, and then we drank all night, and I threw up all night long. It was so sick. And hungover for 2 days, so then the depression sets in, and I'm scared.
Because you're going to be a father, and you feel awful because you have a hangover.
And the first one you always remember. I mean, every detail.
Oh, my God. Like the smells. Everything. Everything about it was terrible, and then I was worried I was going to have to move to Florida and have a family in Florida. No offense to Florida, I just didn't want to move to Florida at 17
and it
years
was
old.
Florida was a spring break destination for Chicago,
100%.
Same, Daytona Beach.
You have to, right?
Fort Lauderdale.
Did you go to Daytona Beach? Where'd you go?
Every year was somewhere in Florida for like 7 years straight. We'd go to Florida. I lost my virginity why can't I think of it? Not Captiva, not Sanibel. Give me the other island. It's one of those.
I don't know.
Frosty's
But I remember, when we were growing up, there was always spring break movies that told us to go to Florida.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
There was like movies would come out every single year about some spring break destination. Then MTV happened, and MTV went down there every year and had their big spring break.
Yeah, the video jockeys, the VJ world.
Oh, yes,
that was
right.
A fascinating time.
Heidi lost her virginity in Florida to a janitor.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yeah,
he was
tell
a
it.
Pizza guy in Indiana.
Oh,
whoa.
I never
saw
that.
All right, so you weren't a virgin
that
in Florida.
Was this a porno? The pizza guy?
He was a pizza. That's what he did. He was 23 and I was
17.
Well, it was 9 days before my 18th birthday.
So
Right-o.
Creepy.
And he's 23 and a Domino's driver.
What was his name?
I probably shouldn't say
it. Doesn't matter.
Right?
Joe.
He's a good guy.
Extra sausage.
Good.
Was that really his name,
Italian,
or was that somebody
Italian.
Else's shirt that had stitched on there, Joe from Domino's?
It was an old uniform, yes. No, the guy in Florida, I went down to Fort Lauderdale with a bunch of girls, and they all kind of scattered, and I got so drunk on these shots called BJs. I can't say the whole word here.
Yeah.
But where the bartender would sit on the bar, put the shot between his legs, the whipped cream thing. And then you bend down.
Oh, right.
Shoot it back. And then so many of those. They're so sweet. I was so drunk.
That's what Frosty can't drink anymore of. He drank so many of them one night.
Funny. I want one of those. I want a keyboard at all times.
That's all you can do is the trill. You know what I mean? You can't play.
Never failed. Can't beat that. If it's really good, you go up instead of down.
That That's if it's a real good zinger.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't done that yet. But,
you got
it. Really funny line.
Thank you, sir.
He's had it for 5 years and hasn't done that.
That's
that's funny, Frank.
There it is, baby.
Andrew Santino, performing at the Brea Improv this Friday and Saturday. Get tickets, brea.improv.com. Also, the Ice House in Pasadena on the 14th, icehousecomedy.com. Says that you're getting ready to launch your Red Rocket Tour in 2020.
Yeah, man. These are the last two, or well, I should say two dates, but three dates officially, two different venues here in Southern California I'm doing, and then I'm done for the year. I wanted to end this year here, and then I'm doing this Red Rocket Tour, which was given a name given to me, which I think is... sweet. It's endearing.
The
everybody
night she
knows.
Lost virginity.
Very yes, mm-hmm. yes, very pointy. And I'm doing it January to May. Next year, I'm going like all over the country. And I'm ending once again in California, which is like my favorite thing.
Are
but
you
I'm
going
doing,
like, to film it and have a special at some time?
I don't know, man.
Netflix?
You know, that's so funny.
Your
there's
last
so
special
many
is so
specials.
Good.
Thank you. There's so many out that I don't know. We're going to film some stuff. But I don't know what we're going to do with it, but I'm just going to, I'm doing 21 cities. So we're just going to like see how it flies. And I'm going to places I've never been before, which I just did. I went to Huntsville, Alabama. And as we're driving down there, the guy's like, he's like, yeah, you know this town over here? And I was like, yeah, I don't, I've never been here. I know nothing about it. He's like, that's where the KKK started. I was like, great. This is should be a fun show. Should be a good show.
How did you hear it through the pillowcase?
Yeah.
That's his like, hey, this is, welcome to town. Wow.
Take you to the big sites.
Yeah. All, he's like, there's this space. By the way, that's where like NASA's down there. Like, it's insane to think Huntsville is where like the smartest people in the world are, and then blocks away from the dumbest things. <ever. laughs> You know how crazy that is? The juxtaposition was insane. There is a little replica of our last Voyager in the middle of town, and then 30 yards away is people who are the most... ridiculously stupid humans who have ever walked the earth, like going back to the beginning of time.
Is that part? I mean, when you went back to Chicago for Thanksgiving, I mean, is the Red Rocket Tour already done?
Like, I start.
Are you still putting stuff together?
No, we're close. I'm getting people that I want to open for me, and like we're booking the routing, but it's all laid out already on my website of like the cities I'm going to. I just need to figure out all the routing because we're like jumping around from like Minessota, Atlanta, Madison.
You don't have to be figuring out that for you.
Like
a tour manager.
I have the hamster in the green room.
Oh, Harry,
Harry Bradshaw.
By the way, I got to feed Harry Bradshaw a little strawberry nugget of whatever that is, and he ate a piece of it and then tossed it back at me.
Because he's allergic.
You didn't give him not the strawberry ones.
No, I gave him a strawberry.
Oh, no.
Is he dead now?
You can't feed hamsters.
I think he may have killed Harry Bradshaw.
Oh, man.
We don't know.
They can't have seeds.
Do you carry strawberries with you wherever you go?
Yes, I do. Right in my front pocket.
Oh, that's a strawberry. That explains it.
Are you a real redhead? Well, I carry strawberries in my pocket.
How do you think we keep it this color? Just rub it in. By the way, the hamster is moving around so much back here right now. I brought him in the room.
I saw you squirming in your chair.
I got to get him out of here at the break.
Andrew Santino, always fun to have you on the show. Be sure and go check him out live at the Brea Improv this Friday, Saturday, December 6th and 7th. Yeah, now that all the hustle and bustle is over, today's Cyber Monday. Go and relax and have a good laugh this weekend with Andrew Santino. And if you can't make it this weekend, maybe December 14th, you head out to Pasadena at the Ice House in Pasadena. Icehousecomedy.com.
Great place to see a show.
Thank you so much,
Thank
man.
Thank you, guys.
Want to do another shot?
Yeah, let's do one more. You might as well. Cheers.
Cheers.
Boom. Cheers.
Thank you, Metallica.
Oh, my God.
You know Andrew Santino shot that down like a pro. No, nothing.
Oh, no, I thought I had to throw
breakfast.
It in traffic too quick.
Yeah. That was breakfast.
Right.
What's everyone's favorite Metallica song?
Let's see. I would say Enter Sandman, but I'd be lying.
Oh.
I'd be lying. I'd say that, but I'd be lying.
But I'd be totally lying to you at this point.
What is it? Oh, there it is.
I mean, you gotta love this song. It's just got a little taint on it.
I think For Whom the Bell Tolls is like my favorite song of all time by them. I don't know. It's just like, as soon as it kicks in, you're just like, oh my God, kill something.
What's your favorite Metallica song?
That, the bell.
Oh, this is the one.
Yeah, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh, yes. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Frosty, can you play it on piano?
Yeah, let's hear it.
The bell.
Can you join in?
Come on,
I'm gonna warm my bell up.
It's got this.
It's cold.
Come on, Frosty.
My bell is cold.
You got this, man.
Warm it up.
Oh, out of tune. Sorry. I'm flat. Sorry.
You are flat.
Wow. Oh, ow.
Oh, yeah, it's just for lunch. It really is. He has no idea how to flat.
No.
He's all ready for you to jam.
I was I was like, come on, man. Do it.
And normally he does.
Yeah, but it was.
This is a tough one.
It's a tuning thing.
This
song
a tough
is
one.
Off.
All right. Andrew Santino, thank you so much again.
Thank you, guys.
Brea.improv.com for tickets to the Brea Improv this weekend. And then December 14th, IceHouseComedy.com for tickets. Definitely go support Cheeto Santino at Cheeto Santino on Twitter. Check out his podcast, Whiskey Ginger with Andrew Santino. All right, we got to get some traffic. What's going on, Lisa?